For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Reith. As winter sputters toward an early spring, wild animals from butterflies to elk are getting livelier. Near the end of January, I had the chance to spend a mostly sunny day touring the Little Lake Valley, where about 50 elk blend into the tules and otters dive for freshwater clams. Before we headed out, I had a few words with my guide about what she's seen lately.
My name is Maricela de Santa Ana, and I am the project interpreter and wildlife biologist for the Willits Mitigation Project. So the Little Lake Valley comprises, or the mitigation project comprises 2,083 acres of wetland. A lot of it is wetland and riparian corridors. And those riparian corridors are rich in wildlife. They connect animals from the mountains to the valley, and so that's really important. They provide habitat and food for lots of wildlife. So in the last 5 years, we've had beaver come into our valley. In 2006, there was one recorded elk that came through one of our manager's properties into the Little Lake Valley. We also have foxes. We have bobcat. We have a bear, at least one and maybe two.
And of course, there are dozens of birds.
Red-winged blackbirds, robins, pipits.
We headed out to the north end of the valley, which used to be a favorite spot for hunting ducks. Two native grasses, North Coast semaphore grass and Baker's meadow foam, are key to the mitigation effort, which includes grazing. Today, cattle and elk are the grazers on the landscape.
This is a Baker's meadow foam habitat, and when I was here on Monday, there were a couple of botanists out here counting and looking at what's going on with the Baker's meadow foam, and it looks like they're doing very well out there. That's exciting. They planted many, many valley oaks, and then all of the understory along riparian corridors. So there have been wild rose, mugwort, ninebark, ribes species, which are currants, so many different plants. Lots of grasses, lots of native grasses were planted out here, lots of wetland species.
Santa Ana was anticipating a lot of racket from the ducks. She set up her scope and peered through it.
Look through here, you'll see some northern shovelers. They are very beautiful. And they have a huge bill because they like to stick it in the mud and sieve, you know, act like a sieve in the mud and slurp the mud and then, so. So, it's very quiet.
It didn't stay quiet for long.
That's our first chorus tree frog I've heard today. So something scared them from there. We don't know what it is. Maybe a bald eagle.
We got back in the car and drove along a gravel road between the viaduct and the sewage treatment ponds, which were full of ducks. A white barn owl snoozed in a flex joint of the viaduct, safe from the harassment of crows. We paused for a little bird watching.
Do you see a little duck with a very buffy little patch on its rump?
So kind of tan in the front with a red head?
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
That's a little green-winged teal, the favorite food of the bald eagle.
By now, the fog was long gone. It was time to check out the spot where Santa Ana had seen a beaver.
A live beaver, not just on the webcam.
So is that the dam?
That's what's left of the dam. It was actually across here. And we have a cam of, did you see the two beavers that were kind of having a little bit of, in the water? That's where they were fighting right there. And they were kind of haphazardly trying to put the dam back together again, but I think they left it and they went up north.
So they fight more like siblings than a married couple.
Yes, that's what it seems like to me.
We did see a pattern of droplets where something had shaken water from its fur. We headed down the sandbar to practice our tracking skills. But within minutes, we realized we were the ones who'd been spotted.
Look at this. This is a tail dragging.
So did somebody drag somebody else, or is this somebody dragging its own tail?
I was wondering if it was otter.
otter with their tails behind them.
Or is this from different water levels?
Coming up like this, whoosh, and then whoosh. Yeah, maybe. Maybe it's not a tail drag. I want to see a beaver tail drag. That's what I want to see. Can you imagine that?
And there's this little wood rat there.
Yeah.
With his little hand.
Uh-huh. They're so cute. Oh, it's otters. It's otters. Look, otter, otter, otter.
There were two of them slipping in and out of the water, snorting and staring until something else proved more interesting.
I think we're more curious about them than they are about us.
I know they're just busy doing what they're doing.
We turned our attention elsewhere, too.
There's a morning cloak. That's my first of the year. It's an early butterfly. Isn't that beautiful?
Oh, stay.
I like winter. I like all the seasons. It takes a long time for me to get, you know, tired of winter. I'm not tired of winter yet. I still like it.
And we saw some other animals that have come back.
Wow, they're all in the upper area. That's amazing. Oh, good. We'll get a good view of them. You see them over there?
About how many does it look like to you?
Looks like, oh, I see him. I see the big bull. A little over 20. The bull is kind of in the middle of the herd. And there's young and adult females in their cows. Those are the elk cows. And they all seem to feel a lot safer when there's a big guy with giant antlers to protect them. They don't like it when they don't have one, so.
They're not woke feminists.
No, they're not.
We finished the day where we started, but there was still no cacophony of ducks. It didn't take long to figure out why.
Oh, that's a bald eagle. It just flew down.
Maybe it grabbed a duck. Maybe
he probably could have. Oh, there it goes. Oh, another raptor over there. It's a red-shouldered hawk.
Eventually we saw them, all lined up on the other side of the fence, crouching quietly in the reeds. I'd heard of predators using fences to corner prey, but Santa Ana said these ducks have figured out how to use this fence for protection. The water was clear, but the skies were not.
This is the big time. Eat while you can.
As we made our way through the gate, reflecting on the day's highlights, the chorus of frogs that had barely gotten started that morning was in full swing.
I hope you got to see enough wildlife.
I did.
Not everyone gets to see otters. Just wonderful.
For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Wright.